You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. And today we're talking about this. Are you maxed out? Big question mark. I mean, big question mark. Are you maxed out, my dear? So, today's been an interesting day, actually. I have been sitting in a continuing education class all day, the entire day, all day, and couldn't wait to get out. You know, it's one of these things where each year, because of my chiropractic license, I need to have a certain number of continuing education credits, and I'm all about continual and never-ending learning. Don't get me wrong. But today, it got long talking about concussions and functional neurology, which is very fascinating, actually, but I was thinking more about, what I was writing and content creation and all of this. I was thinking about my podcast. Actually, I was thinking about you guys. And actually, let me tell you, this is so cool. I just looked at, every time I go on to upload a new episode, I get to see what our stats are. And we are in now, I think it's over 19 countries. And I say over because it'll give the different countries and then it'll say, plus other countries. So that's what I call over. So it's over this 19 countries. But our latest country, drum roll please, this is huge, Lebanon. So for all of you dear souls and our dear soul sisters in Lebanon, I say welcome and I'm so grateful and excited to have you here. And I think our last country before that was either France or Norway. So welcome to all of you sipping on life, our soul sisters from around the globe. So happy to have you on this journey. So happy to be on your adventure as well, because this is your adventure called your life, my dear. And I am grateful and honored and very humbled to be able to sip on it with you today. So I have Stella next to me, you know, my little rescue Yorkie. I said to her, I said, you ready to go podcast? And she just looked at me and I go, you ready to go dogcast? And she goes, yeah. And she just jumped off the couch. She came running in, jumped right up in here, and she is napping now in the drawer in my closet, because if you are new to the program, you don't know, but this is where I podcast. I podcast in my closet because my home has very high ceilings, wooden floors, high cement ceilings, and a lot of glass, a lot of windows in my home. So the best place to podcast is in the closet because it's a low ceiling. And yeah, and with all the clothes in here, it's great acoustics. So far, this seems to be the best sound quality. So welcome to Lebanon. Welcome to all of you, my dear, sweet soul sisters. Now, let me tell you, today we're talking about, are you maxed out? Are you maxed out? Now, it's interesting because today I got that message, that infamous message that nobody likes to get on their computer when it says you're almost out of storage. Now, quite honestly, I've gotten this message so many times in the past and finally just had to like take my photos and my videos off my computer because it was too much. I have this thing where I have a hard time deleting a photo. I have a hard time deleting a document. I have a hard time deleting a video. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It just feels like that's how much I value words and I value pictures. I value content. And so anyway, I get this message tonight and it's like, I only have 7% left. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be able to do this podcast with only 7% storage. So what I did was I went back and I started going through and cleaning out my computer. And guess what I found? Episode 1, episode 2, episode 3, and here we are today. Like all these episodes of Women Sipping on Life, we have had quite a journey together. We have had quite a journey, and I am so grateful that here we are today Sipping on Life together. And I would like to tell you I kept all those episodes. I didn't. I mean, I have the final version, but I got rid of all the rough drafts. I even have a hard time throwing away the rough drafts. With everything else, I have no problem being a minimalist. Like getting rid of stuff, throwing things away, giving things away, recycling, you know, reusing, all of that, sizing down. And for those of you that haven't heard my story, I mean, I did that several years ago where I gave away or threw away or sold like at least 80, maybe over 80% of my belongings. And so it's been a several year process of me of really releasing anything that isn't serving me well. Okay. So when I get this message of your storage is full, I'm reminded of how, you know what, even though I'm not a hoarder in my physical life, I tend to be a hoarder of information, especially inspired information. How about you? Are you with me on this? Like, seriously. So it got me thinking as I was cleaning out all this past stuff, I thought, you know what? Are you maxed out? You, my dear, may be at a place in your life right now where like you have so many windows open on your computer. Now let's use that metaphorically for your life. You have so many windows open in your life and you have stored so much old data, old information, that you are simply feeling completely maxed out. And you know, today I was doing some writing and I was really contemplating what it is that I feel like I really bring that's a unique gem to the world. And you've heard me say before, I know I'm a messenger of hope. But the other thing is I've been there. My dear, like I have been so like face down in a pool of tears. I've been so out in the middle of that ocean, flailing around, drowning, barely keeping my head above water, you know, physically, emotionally, mentally, and feeling like I was all alone in the world. Even though it's like I knew I wasn't, like in my brain I knew I wasn't, but the way it felt was like I'm doing this all by myself. And I remember that feeling and it was just so horrible. And my life was so maxed out. I mean, seriously, like, you know, like if you've ever maxed out a credit card, I mean, am I the only one? I mean, especially in my early 20s, you know, my credit limit wasn't that high then either. But if you've ever maxed out a card, you know that feeling where you're like, you're right on the edge, you know, and you're like just trying to keep it together. And it's like, why am I doing this? You know? Have you ever asked yourself, like, what am I doing? And you feel completely at the end of your rope, maxed out. No more storage available. Perhaps you have no more credit available. I don't know what your situation is. But if you are that in that place and you are that soul today, I want to encourage you that really, truly, honestly, what's maxing you out very likely could be you're holding on to past stories. You're holding on to past pain. You're holding on to past information that no longer serves you, my dear. Is that you today? Are you feeling maxed out, overwhelmed, overburdened, overworked, over the limit or near the limit, and you're barely holding on? If that's you, the first thing you can do today, my dear, is release anything and anyone that is no longer serving you. Now, when I say that, sometimes people could be like, that sounds so selfish. Like, get rid of anyone that's not serving you. What I'm talking about is this. When I talk about serving you, I'm saying, is it actually playing a role in the life that you're living and in the life that you're creating, the desires of your heart? And there may be things and people, relationships, or whatever that, and even thought processes, you know what I mean? Like belief systems that at one time served you because it's what allowed you to create what you had then. But if you aspire to experience something bigger, or even it doesn't even have to be bigger, it doesn't even have to be better, but different, than you have right now, it's going to take something else, something different. And what you currently have, your tools may not serve you in the future. And I will tell you one thing that will not serve you in the future. It's carrying around and lugging around this baggage of the past. Let it go, my dear. If it is not serving you and it does not fit in your life today, or more importantly, in your life in the future, like the life that you're creating for yourself, the desires of your heart, let it go and lighten your load. Literally hit the delete button, put it in the trash, and then that one little button, empty trash, boom, done. Release it. Because when you do, you will release yourself to be fully present today and not all tight, not all stifled, not all overcrowded, but it will allow you to then expand into the one that you are becoming, the heart and soul that you're becoming, and the life that you are creating for yourself. So that's really the step, the one step that I'm going to ask for you to focus on today. Grab your sacred soul date journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, and your sacred soul step for today is to simply write down where you know you are maxed out, and then identify where you're holding on to past information or past, you know, past relationships or past thoughts, past beliefs that no longer serve you or the greater good. And they definitely do not serve the life that you are creating. And then circle it and intentionally, consciously release it today, my dear. And release yourself to live the life and the life's work that you love. It's possible. I promise you, it is possible. Today, this podcast would not have been possible if I would have kept all those old messages, all those old podcasts stored on my computer. Does that make sense? Yes. So if you want to go into fully into today and fully into your tomorrows, let go of yesterday, my dear. I will so look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I can't wait. I am so grateful that, again, women from around the world sipping on life, thank you so much. And please, seriously, if you haven't yet went to iTunes or what I say went to, is it gone to? Have you gone to? I always get confused on that. Is it gone to or went to? I'm not sure. But if you haven't been to iTunes or Stitcher, please go there, subscribe, and then that way you can get the podcast delivered directly to your phone or your computer, have access to them every day, and give a rating and review. I would so appreciate that. And most of all, take what you're learning each and every day as you're sipping on life here with me to get together and share it with those that you love. And I will look forward to seeing you tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.